It's Live and Local. It's your connection to local performance. And on today's program, we'll be talking with and hearing some music from members of the cast of the Illini Union Board production of the musical, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which will be happening Friday and Saturday. Well, tonight and tomorrow at Fullinger Auditorium on the Quad on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. First part of the show will feature Laura McKenzie, who plays a number of different Celtic wind instruments, flutes, whistles, concertina, pipes, and she sings. She'll be appearing with guitarist Gary Rue on the Piper's Hut Concert Series at Heartland Gallery in Urbana next Tuesday evening. And we have her first up on the show, including right now. It was a jig called Cold and Raw with Laura McKenzie on Border Half-Long Pipes and Whistle, along with Dahi Sproul on the guitar and Patrice Pakish on the oboe. Laura McKenzie is going to be playing on the Piper's Hut Concert Series in Urbana at Heartland Gallery next Tuesday at 8 o'clock, along with guitarist Gary Rue. And the Piper's Hut Concert Series does bring you mostly traditional Irish and Scottish music. And Laura is with me on the line now from Northfield, Minnesota. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So you are of Scottish ancestry, but you were not born in Scotland. Where were you born?
I was born right here in Minnesota. My grandfather, Mackenzie, was born in Nova Scotia, so that's about as close to Scotland as I can claim in recent generations.
But it goes, you go back a little bit farther and you can get closer, I guess.
But it was traditional Irish music that I spent a few decades of my life studying and concentrating on, mainly because that was the type of music in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area that was thriving and, you know, had some vitality to it, whereas there wasn't much traditional Scottish music, so I delved into the Irish.
And do you have you started to mix them up a little?
Yes, definitely. I'm doing more and more Scottish music as time goes on, which is wonderful.
I have to admit that I'm among the many who would, you know, if you played unannounced an Irish tune and a Scottish tune, I'm not sure I'd know the difference. What would be your thumbnail description of for a novice of what might distinguish one style from another, or is that not really possible?
Well, just a real brief look at it is that the internal rhythms of the dance music are different. And there are, you know, like there's the Scottish strathspey, which you don't really hear in Ireland except up in County Donegal. You hear that kind of rhythm sometimes because there's more Scottish influence up there in the northwest of Ireland. But it's basically the rhythms of the dance music that are different. And the way that you ornament them to bring out the rhythms is different as well. And, of course, the Scottish tradition is very heavy on the fiddle, and all my instruments are wind instruments, so I have to adapt a little bit to Scottish music when I try to play it on the flute, for example.
How common is it for somebody to specialize in wind instruments, plural, as opposed to, say, the flute or the pipes?
Well, I think it might be more common than we realize, but I might be a little bit unusual in that I kind of went crazy with it all. And I started out with the concertina with Irish music, and then moved on to the flute and the whistle and several different types of pipes and other related wind instruments as well, like a gemshorn, which is an early music instrument, but I've been using it sometimes in performance with traditional music.
What is a gemshorn like? I've seen that name, but I don't think I've ever seen the instrument.
Well, it's an actual animal horn that ends up being played kind of like a whistle. The broad end of the horn is filled in with wood, with a little slice cut for an air stream, kind of like, you know, like the mouthpiece on an Irish whistle. And then there are finger holes cut for it, so it fingers more like a recorder. But it's really a big horn made into a whistle.
You said you started with the concertina, which is a wind instrument mm-hmm. that you don't blow into personally.
Right.
You know, it's accordion-like.
I consider all the instruments that, you know, where their sound is made by the movement of air directly to be wind instruments, like the concertina and the voice, of course.
By that definition, the organ would be a wind instrument, but that doesn't figure too often in this kind of music.
That's true. Well, although, you know, there are those little pump organs, what are they called, harmoniums?
That's one type, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bit of a trend in people getting those to do some droning behind songs and such in even trad bands these days.
That I haven't seen yet. I'm familiar with that type of instrument, and then there's the parlor organ that your grandmother may have had in her house, and American reed organs and things like that. Let's hear you in about as direct a wind instrument as you can get, meaning direct from you to it, and that is the flute. And you mentioned dance music. These are, I presume, an Irish jig and slip, Dugan's Dream, and Turn the Key?
Well, yes, those are actually tunes that I made up. I like to say I made them up instead of I wrote them, which sounds so formal. I don't write very many tunes, but once in a while one is compelled to do so, and Dugan's Dream was a 6/8 jig that I wrote for my son, Dugan Mackenzie McGraw, and Turn the Key is a slip jig that I also made up.
And are we turning any particular key?
Well, it actually referred to a key in a door lock.
And it's Laura Mackenzie on the flute with Brian Miller here on the guitar. She's going to be at Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana next Tuesday, the 15th at 8 o'clock on the Piper's Hut Concert Series. For more information, you can go to pipers-hut.com, and you're hearing her on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Dugan's Dream and Turn the Key, the name of those, both jigs, a jig and a slip jig. What's the difference between a jig and a slip jig, Laura?
Well, usually when you just say jig, you mean a jig that's in 6/8 time. And
something like
that. Right. And a slip jig is in 9/8, so it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That makes a very different kind of dance.
It does, yeah.
And it was Laura McKenzie on the flute with Brian Miller on the guitar. Laura will be with a different guitarist, Gary Rue, at Heartland Gallery in Urbana next Tuesday night. I read in your biography here somewhere, trying to find it, that you've done some time, so to speak, in helping to revive Irish music and dance in the Upper Midwest, and actually played in dance halls. How often are bands actually used for dancing as opposed to sitting and listening and having a beer or two?
Oh, well, up here in Minnesota, there's quite a thriving Kaylee scene, meaning nights set aside in good-sized halls where there will be a band of anywhere from 4 to 8 traditional players just playing jigs and reels and waltzes and people doing Kaylee dancing. When I started to learn Irish music, there wasn't much of that going on, but there were a few older musicians and older dancers, Irish-American folks in St. Paul, that a small crowd of us learned from. And we formed a dance band, and we were doing Kaylee's 3 or 4 times a month all around Minnesota. And it was quite an exciting time, and that carries on.
Are you still doing Kaylee bands and Kaylee dances, or have you stepped away from that, so to speak?
I'm not doing it so much myself, but I am part of something called the Dune Kaylee Band, which is directed by Patty O'Brien, who's a rather famous button accordion player from County Offaly that happens to live in St. Paul. And so once in a while that band will play for a dance. It's really more of an intellectual Cayley band. We learn rather unusual Irish tunes and unusual versions of tunes.
So does that mean that the dancing itself appears to be more scholarly as well?
Well, the dancing, I wouldn't say the dancing is scholarly, but you can get very heady about the tunes themselves and the versions you choose to play. Usually, if you're going to play for a hall full of dancers, you want to play tunes that are very danceable, you know, pretty straightforward, and you string them together with key changes that inspire the dancers. And then you can go to a whole different body of Irish music, the tunes that are a little bit more intellectual, a little more heady, that even though they're jigs and reels, they're better for listening and playing than playing for dancers.
Because
if that
you're,
makes any sense.
Yeah, I can imagine that the more complexity to them, that might be at all confusing to the dancers?
Or else just not quite as uplifting to the dancer.
Mm.
The dancers could still figure out the rhythms, but maybe it's just the way that I look at the dance floor from the Cayley band stage. I just like to play music that's a little more straightforward. Because some of the even very traditional Irish tunes will have like interesting phrasing built into the tunes that can kind of obscure the downbeat a little bit. Those tunes are just delicious and wonderful to play and, you know, and have people listen to, but maybe not the best for the dance floor.
Now, what about these next tunes? One is a Scottish border air, and then you have two lowland double hornpipes. Bonnie Dundee, how do you say this? Pawky Adam Glenn, looks like.
Uh-huh.
And Wee Totem Fog.
Yes.
Where do they fit into the dance or don't dance scheme of things?
Well, the lowland double hornpipe is a very old style of dance tune from the lowlands and the border region of Scotland, and that includes the other side of that border, England. To be honest, I don't know if these are still danced to. They are in a triple time, different than the Irish or the American style hornpipes, which are in 4/4. So they have a really different rhythm, and I don't know if they're danced to anymore or not. But they're awfully fun to play.
What about an air? I mean, if you're going back to the old church and high school dance, you know, the kids always like the slow dance because you can hang on to your partner and just turn in circles and get all smoochy. Do airs get danced to in anything like that way?
Oh, well, they certainly would, particularly if they're in like a waltz time. If they can be kind of pushed into a waltz rhythm. And actually, Bonnie Dundee is in 3/4, is in a waltz rhythm. So, yeah.
So folks can have at it. They can try the waltz, the slow waltz, as you're listening in your car. And then see if you can make up a hornpipe, and then let us know if you succeeded in dancing to it or not. It's actually, it is Laura McKenzie on her original instrument, the concertina, here with Adahi Sproul on the guitar. She's going to be playing various wind instruments at the Heartland Gallery in Urbana next Tuesday night on the Piper's Hut Concert Series. And this is Live and Local.
Thank you. waistcoat and breeky.
We heard some tunes played by Laura McKenzie on concertina with Dahi Sproul on the guitar, Bonnie Dundee and Air, and then a couple of Lowland double horn pipes, Pawkey Adam Glenn and We Totem Fog, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Laura, as a good public radio announcer here, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you a little bit about your experience with a Prairie Home Companion. I saw a little line here that says you were once a production assistant for that program. What did that mean? What did you get involved in with Garrison Keillor's show?
Well, let's see. That meant during the week I would I'd collect information on the upcoming Saturday's performers and write their bios for Garrison to use in whatever way he was going to use. And I would manage the pay system for people that, you know, created bits of the show and work with the other producers in so many things to do during the week to put the show together. But on Saturdays, I'd work at the theater all day with setup, and then during the show, I'd be kind of a jump-and-fetch-it person, you know, managing scripts and making sure people had the right things in their hands at the right time and setting microphones and running around backstage in my black uniform and getting to meet all the lovely guests on the show, too.
So at what point did Garrison say, hey, Laura, why don't you come play on the show? Because you seem to have done that.
Oh, yes. Well, I think I actually had performed on the show before I worked for it. Yeah. And that was fun.
So did it go the other way around then? You play on the show, he says, hey, how would you like to work backstage?
Well, as you can imagine, he doesn't really have anything to do with who works for the show. It's kind of run by the producers. So, he just puts up with whoever the producers put on the job.
I hear that there's a fair amount of the producers putting up with him, too.
Oh, yeah. It's probably that way with any type of sort of live artistic show.
So, speaking of live artistic shows, anything special you're going to be bringing to Urbana next Tuesday?
Well, I hope that what Gary Rue and I bring to the concert stage is pretty special. I think we're quite unique. Gary is definitely a unique accompanist. He came to Irish and Scottish music from having been a composer of theater music and song. He actually is a professor of songwriting and composition. So he came to this music without having heard the big names in Irish guitar, like John Doyle and Dahi Sproul and these folks. He'd never heard of them or ever listened to them. So he brings a very original approach, and I just love it.
So how did you get hooked up with him to play this kind of music?
Well, we're a couple.
Aha.
But when we got together, there was no plan of sharing our music. It just happened naturally.
Well, that's sometimes the best way to have it happen, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Laura McKenzie with Gary Rue at the Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. It's another concert in the Piper's Hut concert series. For more information on that series, you can go to pipers-hut.com and then check out whatever the next one is going to be. There are some details still worked out to be worked out on some of them. And Laura, what's your website if somebody wants more information on what you've got going on?
Yeah, it's lauramckenzie.com, and it's McKenzie with an M-A-C.
So M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, and I'm sure there's an opportunity on there to either buy or go find the CDs that you have recorded or been involved on.
Yes, there's plenty of music on that website.
You want to get the music out there, and we want to hear the music and get people out to live performance. We appreciate you joining us very much, and why don't you tell us a little bit about this pair of reels. You're on the whistle on this one with the guitarist Dean McGraw, called Jackson's and the Queen of May Reels.
Yes, these are real traditional Irish reels.
Kenzie on the whistle here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And once again, you can see her at the Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana next Tuesday. And you heard her here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Appreciate you joining us today. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the musical, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is going to be put on this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, including tomorrow afternoon, at the Follinger Auditorium on the Quad at the University of Illinois. It's the annual fall musical by the Illini Union Board Musicals. And we've got some of the cast here to give us a live preview. It is Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Miss Peretti, please spell syzygy.
S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Syzygy?
We have a winner!
Putnam County Spelling Bee!
Well, Well, I think that just about told you all you need to know about what you just heard. It is the opening music for the musical called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and that was from the original Broadway cast. You're going to hear, well, you can hear tonight or tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon or all of them if you want to, the Illini Union Board production of that musical. It's their annual fall production, and that means that this one takes place on the Quad at the University of Illinois in Fullinger Auditorium. And with us on the show, this portion of Live and Local, are four cast members, one supervising music director, one marketing director, and one pianist, to give us a bit of a preview of the show. Aaron Kaplan is a supervising music director. What does that mean, Aaron?
You know, I really don't know.
Why are you here?
I ask myself that a lot. I'm here. I just help coordinate musical logistics between the vocal director and the orchestra director, and I'm also playing cello in the orchestra.
And that's partly by virtue of the fact that you've done some of these musicals as conducting music director and teaching music director and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And also Miranda Dashut is the marketing chair for all of the IUB musicals or for this musical or both?
For this musical in particular. I also did marketing for our spring show last year, Seussical the Musical. But I have a bigger role in coordinating all the marketing for the show.
So tell us about IUB and then the IUB musicals.
Well, IUB is the largest student planning organization on the U of I campus, and musicals, the board picks a show for each spring and each fall, and then as an area, we work together to put on the performances.
And how do you decide what shows to pick?
We have a selection committee that chooses some shows they think would be good for the program for the following semester, and then all the directors on the board, they vote, and that's how the show is chosen.
And what makes you decide which one gets to happen on the Quad at Fullinger Auditorium, which is usually sort of the smaller production because you can't necessarily have as big an orchestra and not necessarily as big a house and so on, as opposed to the spring one, which I know always happens at the U of I Assembly Hall, which you can mm-hmm. seat as many people as you want. How do you decide which show goes where?
Based on what the show entails, what's involved with the needed instruments for the pit and the set and everything like that, the size of the cast, that's how we narrow down which shows are selected. We choose a show that would fit in the Fullinger space versus one that would fit better in the Assembly Hall space.
So what's the one that's going to happen in the Assembly Hall in the spring?
That is to be decided still.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm stumped right there, stopped right there. But the cast for the Spelling Bee is not all that large.
No, it's not.
Should work very well. We had a high school production give a preview on this show, and I still haven't seen the show, so maybe I can remedy that this weekend. But I really enjoyed what I heard about it and what I read about it. Our cast members who we have with us are Melanie Hughes in the role of Olive Ostrovsky. What is there interesting to say about Olive, Melanie?
Olive is she's a pretty complex character in a lot of ways. She's very sweet, kind of shy, but she doesn't have a very good home life, and that's kind of like what her thing is that her parents, she kind of comes from a broken family.
So she pours her life into spelling things.
Yeah, she likes to read. She likes, her favorite book is the dictionary. She memorizes a lot of words, and that's how she's such a good speller.
And I believe you have a song having something to do with that.
I do, yes.
Would you like to sing it for us?
Right now? Sure.
Sure. That's what you came here for, isn't it? Melanie Hughes is Olive Ostrovsky, and at the piano is Andre Strizek. And it's from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, the IUB production, which is happening tonight and tomorrow afternoon and evening at University of Illinois.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could you not sit in that seat? I saved a chair for my dad in the fourth row on the aisle. And it may take him a while, but when he gets here, that's his chair. 'Cause my mother's in an ashram in India. I saved a chair for her too, but it's merely symbolic, as daily she cleanses herself in the Ganges. And I live in a house. house where there's an oversized dictionary that I read as a girl on the toilet. My love, my dictionary, and I love the indented borders. Every word's in alphabetical order. Ergo, lost things always can be found. And I wrap my head around the fact that in one book is the entire language of our species, which is a favorite term of Nietzsche's, who's the great-grandfather of Christina Ricci's. Yes, I joke, but the words in the dictionary are the friends that I'll have forever, more than the friends I have made in school. And I heard that she's pro-choice, though still a virgin. And she talks into her hand an often used technique. What you do not understand is once I say it, then I've said it. And so much to her credit, she talks into her hand and turns aside. So I will not make a mistake and be disqualified. My friend, the dictionary is a very reliable friend.
Nicely done. Melanie Hughes is Olive Ostrovsky, and backed up by our other cast members with us, Jerry Hart, Noel Konkin, and Samantha McCardle. And I gather, Samantha, that was where you were stepping in as the father.
Actually, no. That will be coming in a later
song. Oh, that's
song.
Coming later.
That is also another male part.
I just sort of judged by the lowness of the voice. So, Jerry, you play this character, Rona Lisa Peretti, who's
yes.
actually referred to it in that opening song. I mean, maybe
yes.
others were too, but I happened to caught that part. Who is she? What's her thing?
Rona Lisa Peretti is kind of the moderator of the spelling bee. She's the host. So she introduces all the spellers as they come in and before they spell every word. She is very excited about spelling bees. She won the 3rd annual Putnam County Spelling Bee and has been doing this for 9 years, hosting the spelling bee. So she's very excited. She has a lot of favorite parts and just is really rooting for everyone to do well.
And Rona has a song for us.
Yes, she does.
Called Rona's Moment.
Yes. Would number like? 3, actually.
Her moment number 3? She has a bunch of moments. Huh?
Like I said, she has a lot of favorite moments.
There you go. Well, would you like to do it?
Absolutely.
Jerry Hart and Andre Strizek here on Live and Local.
Oh, boy, and oh, girl, only two remain. I feel joy, but I also feel pain, because I know what's coming. Joy never comes for free. In a moment, he or she will enter spelling history, feeling triumph and glee in this moment of perfect syzygy. I hear triumph.
Jerry Hart as Rona Lisa Peretti, a former Spelling Bee champion. And I am a former Spelling Bee champion, I'll have you all know. And we were actually discussing this earlier. The rules for Spelling Bees, what are they in this particular one?
Well, There are a few
As the
rules.
Moderator, you should surely know.
I certainly do. You are allowed to, all spellers are allowed to ask for the definition, to have the word used in a sentence, or for the language of origin. If they misspell a word, a bell is rung, and they're escorted off stage by our comfort counselor, who's another character
comfort
in the show.
Comfort counselor?
Yes. And one of the other rules that we have is if you start to spell a word, you can start over, but the sequences of letters already spoken may not be changed. So you can start the spelling over, but you can't change what you've already said.
That's the part where I got tripped up in seventh grade.
It's a very tricky part for a lot of spellers.
Well, they had a different rule for us. I had a cold, and I was spelling vacuum, and in the middle, coughed or sneezed or something like that, and I don't think I knew what the rule was, and started over, and probably the equivalent of your character in the back of the room looking at each other and going, "Oh, we're sorry, but we have to disqualify you." Then I got to go as a runner-up. And the only satisfaction I got out of that was that because I had won the year before in sixth grade and beat all the seventh graders, there was a certain look of fear in the eyes of those who were there and when I walked in the room. And then they broke a rule, and you can tell I still have this. I have never gotten over this. They broke a rule and called in the guy who was supposed to be there that I would have been substituting for, even though he hadn't shown up on his own. So I've never gotten over it. I hope you all get over your experience. Do any of you win? Can we say that?
I don't know if we can disclose that information.
All right. Okay. Well, we have another character who has the wonderful name of Logan Schwartz and Grubinier.
Yes.
Played by Noelle Konkin. Mm-hmm. What, besides your goofy name, behind which I imagine there's a story. What is your story?
Sure. Well, Logan is definitely one of the more vocal contestants at the Bee. She's also the youngest competitor. What's special about Logan is that she is very political. She has two fathers, and that's kind of what goes with her last name. It's both of her father's names just all put together. So she's definitely quite a character. And she has a great, huge lisp. As you will hear.
As we will hear. And so you're going to sing the song, Woe Is Me?
Yes.
Noelle Konkin with Andre Strizek from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at the Illini Union Board Fall Musical at Fullinger Auditorium tonight at 7:30, Saturday 7:30, Saturday afternoon at 2.
I hope you can love me, America. I'm gunning for first prize. Here's why you should love me, America. My needs I cannot overemphasize. I make myself crazy, being what my dads hope I'll be. But what about me, Dad? What about me? Jesus Christ! What about me? I practice yoga, I don't breathe. I try not to disappoint, but still I disappoint the dads who my friends mock. Kids are mean, kids will talk. All my so-called friends roll their eyes so incredibly petty, because my dads are my dads, and I'll write enough already. Woe is me, woe is me. Which is why I gotta win this spelling bee. Earth mother lives in Kansas, Mo, in a trailer in a park. Tornadoes every now and then, she sends a card. Life and men, she writes are hard. She would like to meet me when I've grown and I burst like a comet. But I'm so stressed by my stress, I just wanna up and vomit. Woe is me, woe is me. Which is why I gotta win this spelling.
Perky character, isn't she?
Yes, definitely.
Noelle Konkin is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, Woe Is Me from the Putnam County Spelling Bee, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee here on Live and Local. Our program today is made possible with support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store in local restaurants and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. So it looks here like we have another song that involves at least three of you. The I Love You song. It sounds so touching. Who wants to introduce that one?
I can. It kind of goes back to what I said earlier in the show about Olive coming from a broken family or having a lot of family issues. Basically, like in My Friend the Dictionary, you hear that she's saving a seat for her dad. Her mom's in India. Her parents basically aren't there for her. And this, for her, she gets the word chimerical, which means highly unrealistic, wildly fanciful.
C-H-I-M-E-R-I-C-A-L.
Yeah. Nice job.
Thank you.
And so she goes into this kind of dream where she dreams about being loved by a family. It's really sad.
I'm choking up already.
Yeah.
And you have some backup singers.
I do. She sings the song, and then her mother and father sing the song, and they're played by whoever's Rona, so in this case Jerry, and the comfort counselor Mitch Mahoney, but he is not here today, so we have a lovely...
This is where the lovely Samantha McArdle stands in as the father. Well, come on up, and let's hear the I Love You song from the Putnam County Spelling Bee here on Live and Local.
Quietly packed. When are you returning?
what you're learning. Ma, I have, oh God, this need. I think Dad is angry, Ma, and I do not know what to do. Mama, Mama, Mama. Shanti, Shanti, and Om. I think he takes out on me what he wants to take out on you. Mama, Mama, Mama. How I wish you were home. How I wish you were home. How I wish you were, wish you.
From the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, the production by the Illini Union Board at the University of Illinois, we heard in the lead of that song, Melanie Hughes' Olive Ostrovsky in the I Love You song, along with Jerry Hart playing her mom and Samantha McCardle standing in as her father. There are, in fact, males in this cast. They just aren't here today. And the shows happen tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 at Foldinger Auditorium on the Quad in Urbana, and then Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tickets available at the door?
Tickets available at the door and at the Quad Shop today until 3:30. And it also should be noted that the show is for mature audiences, so keep that in mind when you are thinking of coming to check it out.
And bringing your four-year-old.
Yes.
maybe not. Thank you all very much for coming, and best of luck on the show.
Thank you.
Andre Strizek, the pianist, thanks very much. You guys get neglected a lot. That just shouldn't happen. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We have support also from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday, the Corkscrew's own Andrea Johnston will be pouring the wine, followed by live music from 7 to 9 p.m. with Kevin Elliott.